今天晚上要来跟各位学习的题目是因信称义。
And tonight the topic is going to be justification by faith.
啊，因信就因为信耶稣。
Justification means when you believe.
称义就是说称为义，算为义。
So you are justified by your faith.
就是有罪的人信主，罪得赦免，又变成义人看待。
So if you are a sinner, but you believe in the Lord, then you are justified.
啊，罗马书一共有16章。
In the book of Romans, there are 16 chapters.
它的主题是因信称义。
And the whole theme for the book of Romans is justification by faith.
罗马书是保罗所写的。
The book of Romans was written by Paul.
保罗是法利赛人。
Paul was a Pharisee.
他以前还没有信耶稣。
And he wasn't a believer initially.
想靠行律法被神称义。
And the way he wanted to be justified is by law.
后来得了主耶稣的选召。
And he was chosen by the Lord.
他才知道想靠律法称义这一条路走不通。
So he understood that he cannot be justified by obeying the law.
要信耶稣才能够被称义。
And the only way to be justified is by faith and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么靠律法称义这一条路走不通呢？
And why wasn't obeying the law could have one justified?
好，我们看罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 3.
罗马书的第三章
Chapter
3. 二十节
Verse 20.
三章二十节，所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪啊。凡有血气，就是世界上所有的人。
He says, therefore, no one will be declared righteous.
没有一个能啊，因行律法能在神面前称义。
So no one can declare righteousness in his sight by observing the law.
啊，为什么不能因为行律法被神称义呢？
Why is that?
他说，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Through the law, we become conscious of sin.
啊，律法公布给你知道什么事的你不能做。
The reason they have law is tell you what you cannot do.
你如果去违反法律，你就被定罪。
If you don't obey the law, then you'll be judged.
但律法本身不能帮助你脱离罪。
But law itself will not release you from the sin.
它只能让你晓得什么叫罪。
What you can do is let you know what is wrong.
啊，如果你违背律法，还被判罪。
And if you don't obey the law, you'll be judged.
所以律法越多，罪越多。
So if you have more laws, then the more chance you will be.
神对亚当说：“善恶果你不能吃。”
So God told Adam, "You cannot eat the fruit."
你吃了必定死。
You will surely die.
这个伊甸里面唯一的律法。
And this is the only law in the Garden of Eden.
但神还没有说你不要吃猪前。
But before God said you should not eat the fruit.
还没有这个律法。
There was no law.
他的出也没有关系。
So if Adam were to eat the fruit beforehand,
没有律法就没有判罪的根据。
Because there was no law, so there was no standard.
啊，后来神说你不能吃。
And later God said you cannot eat the fruit.
你吃了就变有罪啊。
If you eat, you will surely die.
啊，以国家的法律讲啊。
And if we compare to the law of the country,
每一个国家历史越久。
Every country, if it has longer history,
人口增加,
and you have more population,
社会复杂,
and you have the society is more complex,
犯罪案件更多,
and you have more crime,
法律就更多了,
then you have more laws.
刚刚开始, 法律没有几条,
and when you start a civilization, you don't have a lot of laws.
因为那时候人少,
because you start with very few people.
社会单纯,
your society is very simple.
犯罪的案件少。
You don't have a lot of crime.
所以法律就定得很简单。
So the law was relatively simple.
啊，那历史久了，啊，这个法律啊就越来越多。
And with the history, people wrote more laws.
那法律多，犯罪有没有减少呢？
And you have more laws, do you have less crime?
事实是犯罪更多。
And in fact, you actually have more crime.
因为没有这条法律，你去做不算罪啊。
And because if you don't have a law, if you conduct this behavior, it wasn't considered a crime.
啊，有这个法律以后，你去做就犯罪。
But if you have a law and if you conduct certain things, then you'll consider a crime.
法律越多，罪更多。
So you have more laws, then you have more chance to commit crime.
那是不是不要有法律呢？
And is that so? Should we just have no laws at all?
没有法律更糟糕啊。
And if we don't have any law, that's even worse.
有法律还有人敢犯法。
And if there are laws, some people won't obey it.
如果没有法律，就天下大乱。
And if you don't have laws, it'll be chaotic.
好像有交通规则。
And for example, we have traffic regulations.
也有人会犯这个话，交通规则被处罚。
And a lot of people will get citations.
啊，那如果没有交通规则，哇，这交通更乱。
And if we don't have any regulations, then we can the traffic will be even more worse.
后来保罗信了耶稣。
Later, Paul believed in Lord Jesus.
才知道想靠律法称义，反而被定罪。
So he understood that if you want to be justified by law, then you will actually commit the sin.
所以条路走不通。
This is not the road.
要信耶稣才能够罪得赦免。
The only way to have your sin remitted is through Jesus Christ.
啊，又被称义。
And then you can consider be righteous.
哦，所以他就写了罗马书。
So he wrote the book of Romans.
我们看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
第一章的十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 17.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。啊，这里说。神的义在这个福音显明出来。
And here it recorded that for the gospel's righteousness from God is revealed.
神的义就是说从上面来的白白的给我们恩典。
And the righteous is a gift from the Lord to us.
人的义是人的好行为。
And all your good conducts.
神的义跟人行为没有关系。
And it's not related to God's righteousness.
从上面来给我们白白得到了恩典。
And this is the grace given to us.
啊，神的义是用福音显明。
And this faith was revealed by the gospel.
不是用律法显明。
And it's not revealed by the law.
人的义是用律法显明。
And the person's righteousness is revealed
所
立法, by the law.
你所立法。
And if you obey the law,
就被律法判定你是义人。
And the law will consider you righteousness.
那是人的义啊。
And this is people's righteousness.
哦，那神的义呢，就是跟行为没有关系。
But God's righteousness has nothing to do with a person's behavior or conduct.
神白白给我们恩典。
And it was a blessing from God.
刚才说神的义在这个福音显明啊。
And here he recorded the righteousness from God is revealed.
这义是本于信，以至于信。本于信就用信做出发点。
And the righteousness that is by faith from first to last.
以至于信就用信处所，用心完成。
And this is based on faith.
啊，比方说我们来听道理。
For example, we come to church and listen to the gospel.
明白真理以后。
We understand the truth.
我们因着信做洗礼。
And because of faith, we receive baptism. 罪
得赦免。
So our sin were taken away from us.
然后学习圣经的教训。
And we study the Bible.
靠圣灵帮助。
And with the help of the Holy Spirit.
因着信所神教训。
And we obey the law of the Lord.
哦，在神看我们还是义人。
And in God's eyes, we're still righteousness.
如果失去信心呢？
And if we don't have faith.
怀疑有没有神啊？
And we doubt if there's a God.
有没有天国地啊？
If there's heaven,
有没有审判啊？
If there's going to be a judgment.
假如你有这个怀疑啊，你就不想来教会了。
And if you have any doubts, you don't want to come to church.
啊，那不想来教会，以前听道理慢都忘记了。
And if you don't come to church, you'll forget all the gospels, all the truth you have learned.
又就犯罪了。
And you could easily sin.
那就被定罪啊。
And that time, then you will be judged.
啊，所以有信心的人。
So for those who have faith,
他花时间来聚会。
They take their time to come to church.
他也要守神教训。
They also have to obey Lord's commands.
有时候守神教训要吃亏。有时候守神教训要吃亏。
Sometimes when you do that, then you are at a disadvantage.
但他还是要守神教训。
But you have to do that.
还要花时间做圣工。
And you are spend your time to do holy work.
因为他有信心啊。
Because you have faith.
到离世的时候还有信心。
And when you leave this world, you still have faith.
到离世的时候还没有离开神。
And when you're about to leave the world, you're not departed from God.
没有离开耶稣。
You are not departed from Jesus.
所以到死为主，神还是把他当作义人看待。
So at that stage of your life, you still consider righteousness in the eyes of God.
从头到都信啊。
You have to.
因为信入门，因为信信的是入门。
When you believe in Jesus, is when you enter the door.
啊，因为信来聚会。
And when you believe, you come here for service.
所生教训。
And you obey God's commands.
然后到死为主还有信心。
And when you're about to die, you still have the same faith.
没有离开耶稣啊。
You don't depart from Jesus Christ.
所以这个人从头到尾都是因为信被神当义人看待。
And that's a faith from first to last.
然后说，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Just as it was written, the righteousness will live by faith.
这个是从旧约哈巴谷二章来的。
And this is from the Old Testament in the book of Habakkuk.
我们看旧约哈巴谷第二章啊，这个中文圣经，中文圣经旧约一千一百面。
Chapter two.
二章的二章的第四节哈。
Chapter two, verse four.
啊，中文一千一百页。阿巴格二章第四节，加勒底人住高住大，心不正，为义人因信得生啊！对于说，为义人因信得生。
And here he also recorded, but the righteousness will live by his faith.
旧约圣经所说义人是有好行为人。
In the Old Testament, the righteousness are the people have good behavior, good conduct.
照理说说，义人因义行，好行为得生才对啊。
But here you should say the righteousness because they are righteous, so they can be justified.
但这里没有说义人因义行得生，他说因信得生。
But here you recorded that by the righteousness will live by his faith.
啊，为什么义人有好行为呢？
Why do the righteousness they have good conduct?
因为他有信心。
Because they have faith.
他相信有神。
They believe in God.
他相信有神审判。
They believe in God's judgment.
他相信我神遵守神教训会得到神喜欢。
And they believe they will glorify God if they obey God's commands.
啊，我就有平安。
So then I can have peace.
他相信我所神教训会得救。
And they believe that because of faith they can be saved.
所以他的好行为是信心的表现呢。
And all this good conduct.Are based on their faith.
没有信耶稣，有的很善良。
And there's a lot of people they don't believe Jesus, but they are good people.
他不是因着信。
But it's not based on faith.
他是因着良心。
But it's based on their conscience.
因着道德教育。
And based on their education, their moral.
因着社会责任。
And their responsibility to the society.
跟信没有关系。
And this has nothing to do with faith.
所以如果因为有好行为就得救。
So if anybody can be Save by good conduct.
没信主也可以得救啊。
And if they don't believe in Jesus Christ, they can be saved.
因为没有信主，有的很善良嘛。
Because there are people they have good behavior, they don't believe in Jesus Christ.
其实人不管行为多么好，在神看都不完全。
But no matter how well you are in the eyes of humans, in the God's eyes, you are not perfect.
所以想靠行为得救，反而被定罪。
So if you want to receive salvation through your conduct.Then you are actually committing sin.
因此，这里才说义人因信得到永生，不是因为好行为得到永生。
That's why he recorded here righteousness will live by his faith.
马丁路德他所主张因信称义的。
Martin Luther he believed in justification by faith.
啊，所以马丁路德改教运动时候
，So when he
改教运动就宗教改革。
Yeah, he was this.
除了数据哈，改宗教改革做改教运动啊。
Yeah, he has 除了数据 to...
啊，他这个改革运动书啊，就是把罗马书翻成德文，他是德国人，翻成德文。
He translated the book of Romans into German because he was German.
啊，因为罗马书是主张因信称义啊。
Because the book of Romans discuss justification by faith.
啊，马丁路德也是主张因信称义。
And this is the same belief that Martin Luther had.
不过他对雅各书不太了解。
But he didn't understand the book of James.
因为雅各书都讲律法，讲好行为啊。
But in the book of James, he talk about laws, talk about good behavior.
罗马书都讲信啊，因信称义。
But in the book of Romans, he talks about justification by faith.
雅各书说因行为称义。
But in the book of James, he talk aboutcan be justified by
your behavior. 马丁路德以为雅各书跟罗马书冲突。
And so he thought there is a conflict between the book of Romans and the book of James.
啊，其实没有冲突。
But as a matter of fact, there is no conflict.
罗马书是否定信主前的好行为。
And the book of Romans is talks about the good behavior before believing in the Christ.
不是你信主前行为很好才读拣选。
It's not because you have good behavior, that's why you are chosen by God.
所以神恩典临到你，你才被拣选。
And the reason is, it's the God's grace upon you, then you are chosen.
因为很多好行为的人没有机会听福音呢。
And there are a lot of good people, they don't have the opportunity to listen to the gospel.
他不会信耶稣啊。
They won't believe in Jesus Christ.
那反而有些信耶稣以前行为不好，后来得到主的拣选，改变行为。
And there are a lot of people with bad behavior were chosen by the Lord, and then they were baptized.
我们选东西的标准是好的才要，不好就不要。
And when we go buy something, pick something, we pick the.
但神拣选人是行为好不好，他都要。
And but according to the Lord, He will pick. The good behavior and the person with good behavior or the person with bad behavior.
如果是因为好，神才要，我们很多人没有机会了。
And if we have to have big, good behavior to be chosen, then a lot of us might not have the opportunity.
那么保罗，他就是否定信耶稣以前的好行为。
And what Paul said in the book of Romans is the good behavior before believing.
那雅各就强调信主后的行为。
And the book of James, it discussed the behavior after you believe in the Christ.
因信入门，因信称义，他不反对。
In the book of James, it's not a conflict.
但你已经信了。
You already believe in the Lord.
成为耶稣门徒。
And you are disciple of the Christ.
就应当随耶稣榜样啊。
And you have to see Jesus as an example.
成为神儿女。
You have to become the children
of God. 就应当听神话。
So you have to listen to the Lord.
哦，成为神国的国民。
So you have.To be a member of the heavenly kingdom,
就要守神国法律啊。
So you have to obey the law of the God.
雅各书强调信后的行为。
So the book of James talk about the behavior after you believe.
啊，信主前因为信得救，他不反对。
And James doesn't disagree with the behavior before you believe in the
Lord. 我们看雅各书第二章啊。
Let's turn to the book of James.
第二十四节。
Chapter 2.
雅各书第二章二十四节。这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。雅各说，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信。
James chapter 2:24. You see that the person is justified by what he does.
不是单因着信说，信也要啊。
But it says, and not by faith alone. So you have to have faith.
你已经信了。
So you already believe.
你就好行为啊。
Now you need to have good behavior.
如果信了没有好行为，就是挂名信徒啊。
And if you believe and you don't have good behavior or good conduct, you're just a Christian in name only.
所以保罗跟雅各书没有冲突。
So what Paul wrote in the Romans did not conflict with what's written in the book of James.
那一般教会通常认为你什么时候悔改信耶稣，你的罪得赦免，你就被称义。
A lot of church believe, when you start believing in Jesus, you repent, you are justified.
跟洗礼没有关系。
And it has nothing to do with baptism.
因为他不认为洗礼会赦罪。
And they don't think the baptism can remit the sin.
他说一个人罪得赦免被称义是因为你悔改信耶稣，不是因为受洗。
And they believe that you repent, then you are justified, not because you're.Receive baptism.
他们是根据罗马书啊。
And this is based on the book of Romans.
看罗马书第十章。
Let's turn to the Romans chapter 10.
罗马书的第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
第九到第十节。
First 9 and first 10.
罗马书十章九节。你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。第十五节
10,
因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救啊。一般基督教常常拿这两节都根据说， 口里承认，心里相信，就称义得救，没有讲洗礼啊。
A lot of people, a lot of a Christian denomination, they say if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, then you are justified.
这里不但没有讲洗礼，悔改没有讲啊。
And here it also didn't talk about, not only not talk about baptism, it didn't talk about repentance.
为什么没有讲悔改跟洗礼呢？
Why didn't it record it here?
悔改跟洗礼是信的方法，怎么样信这个方法？悔改跟洗礼。
Repentance and baptism are the ways.
哦，那这里没有讲悔，没有讲方法。
And here it doesn't talk about how to achieve.
这里讲信的对象是耶稣。
And here it says to confess, you have to believe in Jesus is Lord.
口里认耶稣为主。
So here you say you confess with your mouth.
这里也讲信的内容，信什么就信到复活了。
And here what you believe is.Jesus raised from the dead.
如果没有复活，就不是救主。
And if he didn't raise from the dead, he's not the savior.
所以这里就要讲信谁，信耶稣，信什么，他复活了。
And here only say you believe in the Jesus. What do you believe in? Is Jesus resurrected?
但是怎么样信，就是悔改洗礼，这里省略了。
How do you repent? And that's to receive baptism. It wasn't recorded here.
洗礼不省略，不是等于不需要啊。
And it didn't record it here doesn't mean that we don't need to do it.
所以圣经告诉我们怎么样才能够罪得赦免被称义啊。
So the Bible teaches how we can achieve it.
哥林多前书第六章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians.
十一节。哥林多前书六章十一节。
Chapter 6, verse 11.
你们中间也有人从前是这样。但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、成义啊！这里提到洗礼奉耶稣的名。
And here it records that you are justified in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
洗礼有圣灵见证才获得功效。
And by the Spirit of our God.
所以说奉耶稣名借着神的灵来洗啊。
So you have to be.Have been sanctified and washed in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
那洗礼功效这里提到三个。
And here it recorded three things about baptism.
一个是已经洗净。
And here the first was washed.
从前的罪洗干净了。
You wash your sin from before.
然后已经成圣，已经称义，已经是连下来的已经洗净，然后成圣称义，就是已经连下来的所以洗礼有三个功能，第一个功效已经洗净。第二功效已经成就，第三个已经称义
So this is a continuation. So you are washed, you are sanctified, and you are justified.
这里的成圣就成圣的身份。
And sanctification here means you have the status.
成圣有两个意思啊。
And here there are two meanings for sanctification.
一个是成圣的身份。
And this first is you change your status.
一个是成圣的生活。
And then you have to sanctify in your life.
那这里是讲成圣的身份。
And here it talks about the sanctification.
我们看哥林多前书第一章。
And let's turn to 1 Corinthians
chapter 1. 第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
哥林多前书一章二节，写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣、蒙召做圣徒的保罗写信给哥林多教会，第一句话就说。他们是在基督里成圣蒙召做圣徒。
So Paul wrote to the church of Corinthians to those who sanctify in Jesus Christ.
哥林多教会信仰并不是很好。
The faith of the Corinthian church wasn't the best.
从第一章开始，每一章都有责备他们的话。
And starting from the first chapter, there were criticism from Paul.
他们纷争结党。
And they have a different, they have division within the church.
他们有的娶了继母为妻，这种淫乱外邦也没有。
And they, some of the members actually marry their stepmother.
他们供人出拜偶像东西。
And they eat the things that worship the idol.
他们彼此相告并不让步。
And they have internal fightings within the church.
他们圣餐里说拿酒来喝醉。
And when they conduct the Holy Communion, they actually got drunk.
很多不规矩、不好的行为啊
！There are a lot of bad behavior.
所以生活没有成圣生活。
So their life was not sanctified.
但已经有成圣的身份。
But their status with in the eyes of God.
所以保罗才说：“你们就要基督里成圣，做圣徒。”
So he had to get. So Paul was encouraged them to come to be holy.
成圣的身份受洗已经得到了。
And here sanctified they were achieved when they received baptism.
生活是灵修一辈子要努力的课题。
But if your life has to be holy, this is the lessons for the whole life.
啊，那哥林前六章十一节第三个功效是已经称义啊。
And the third point is you are justified.
称义有两种。
Justification there are two levels.
一种是称义的身份。
And first, it's also again it's with respect to status.
一种是行为上的称义。
And the other was from the behavior.
这里说受洗已经称义，就是身份的称义。
And here, because you are washed, you are justified, and this is based on the status.
那保罗在罗马书所提到因信称义，也就是这种称义的身份，因为信就有称义的身份了。
And this is the same justification recorded in the book of Romans.
那雅各是所说的义啊，是称以行为的称义的。
But the justification recorded in the book of James is based on the behavior.
所以雅各跟保罗没有冲突啊。
So James is not in disagreement with Paul.
保罗说因信称义是行身份的称义啊，义人这个身份的称义。
And Paul was talking about the status.
哦，那雅各是讲行为的称义。
And James was talk about the behavior.
啊，这个没有冲突。
And there is no conflict.
但保罗也提到行为上的称义也有啊。
But Paul also discussed the justification through behavior.
好像保罗书信常常说要灵好的灵修啊，要守神教训啊。
So in a lot of Paul's letters, they say you have to obey on God's commands.
那就是称义的行为了。
And that's regard to the behavior.
啊，我们现在看罗马书第十一章。
Let's turn back to the book of Romans, chapter 11.
罗马书的第十一章。
The book of Romans, chapter 11.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
罗马书的十一章二十二节，可见神的恩慈和严厉，向那跌倒人是严厉的，向你是有恩慈的，只要你长久在恩慈里，不然你要被砍下来啊。保罗在这说，神有两面，有恩慈一面，也有严厉的一面。
So Paul said here, God has two sides. One is kindness, one is sternness.
啊，保罗说，如果你是跌倒了，神就把你砍下来。
Sternness to those who fell.
这是严厉的一面。
And this is the strict part.
所以你要长久的他恩慈里面。
So you have to live within God.
不然就被砍下来了。
Otherwise, you'll be cut off.
啊，一般基督教他们常常说神慈悲啊，人软弱啊。
And a lot of the Christian denomination they say God has grace, but and humans are weak.
你犯什么罪，悔改就得赦免了。
No matter what sin you committed, if you repent, you will be saved.
但圣经不是这样讲啊。
But it was not.
圣经说你犯罪被砍下来啊。
And but in the Bible it records otherwise you will be cut off.
亚当出生的狗一出就被赶出来了。
When Adam ate the fruit, and he was expelled from the Garden of Eden.
哦，他没有出第二次机会啊。
He didn't have the second chance.
所以严重的罪一出就很严重了。
So for the serious sin, once is more than enough.
好，那我们因信称义以后会得什么福气呢？
After justification, what kind of blessing will we receive from?
啊，罗马书五章提到了几点呢？
And let's look at the Romans chapter 5.
看罗马书的第五章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 5.
第一节。
First one.
罗马书五章的第一节。
First five.
我们因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督得与神相合啊！这里说，因为称义的结果是什么？
And here it records, since we have been justified through faith,
跟神相合。
We have peace with God.
神是圣洁的神。
God is a holy God.
有罪的人不能够跟神一同生存了、啊。
And if you have sinned, you cannot have peace with God.
啊，所以有罪就跟神不和睦了。
When you have sinned, you are not in peace with God.
亚当有罪，神把他赶出，从伊甸赶出来了。
Adam sinned, so he was kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
那耶稣替我们舍命流血。
And Jesus died for us on the cross.
借着洗礼，我们罪洗干净。
So his blood washed away our sins.
啊，又被神称义。
So we were justified.
这个效果是跟神和好。
So what happened is we have peace with God.
啊，跟人和好就神做依靠啊。
So we have peace with God, and then we can rely on God.
就平安啊。
So we have peace.
假如跟神不和好，就离开神。
If we're not in peace with God, we're departed.
就没有神做依靠。
So God, we cannot rely on God.
就不平安。
So we won't have peace.
我们现在所需要就是平安了。
What we need now is peace.
我们需要身体平安，心灵平安。
And we should have a peaceful mind, and we should have a peaceful body.
如果跟神和好啊，身体有平安，心灵也有平安跟喜乐。
And if we have peace with God, we can achieve both.
我们再看第二节哦。
Let's read verse 2.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所占这个恩典中啊，这里说因信称义的结果是什么？就是得以进入现在所占这个恩典中。
Through the justification, we have gained access by faith into the grace.
这个站在恩典中，就是说信耶稣就恩典的开始啊。
Into the grace means we just start to receive the grace from Jesus
Christ. 然后我们一辈子活在神的恩典当中。
And if we live within His grace for our whole life,
所以信主可以得很多恩典。
So we will receive lots of grace.
有人信主前有病，后来信主后得医治。
A lot of people they were sick before they believed in the Christ.
有人信主前工作不顺利，信主后工作顺利。
A lot of people they have problem with their careers, but after believing the Lord, they have good careers.
有人信主前家里不和睦，信了主以后和睦了。
And some people they don't have a harmonious family, but after they receive Jesus Christ, they have good family.
信主后可以不断的得到恩典。
So after believing in the Christ, we can receive a lot of grace.
并且欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀这个盼神的是将来的。
And we have hope. We rejoice in the hope, and this hope is talk about future.
跟神和好，站在恩典中是现在的呀。
And if we have peace with God and in grace, that's current.
盼望神的荣耀是将来的。
And hope for rejoice in the hope.
将来到神的国。
And this is go to the, this is talking about
得到永远的荣耀。
And we have eternal glory.
就是我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
那这个盼望因为会给我们带来很大的福气，所以叫。欢欢喜喜的盼望。
And this is a great hope, so it says also rejoice in the hope.
有时候信耶稣会遇到逼迫。
Sometimes if we believe in the Lord Jesus, we'll receive persecution.
使徒时代有犹太教的逼迫，有罗马政府的逼迫。
And for example, in the time of Acts, they have persecution from the Roman.
但他们还是很欢喜。
But they were still rejoicing.
因为有将来荣耀的盼望。
Because they have hope.
我们现在信耶稣很平安。
And when we at the current age, we can freely believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
但神预言我们将来会受很大的逼迫。
But in the prophecy, we are going to be persecuted.
那因为我们有进入荣耀的盼望。
But because we have this great hope,
所以我们各位很欢喜地接受这些逼迫。
So we'll rejoice even when we are under persecution.
看下面第三节啊。
Let's read verse 3.
不但如此。就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜哈，患难中也有欢喜呀。
But not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings.
没有信主的遇到患难就很痛苦了。
And for non-believers, when they were suffering, they were really
但信主人呢，患难会欢喜哦。
But for some, from people who believe in Christ, even if they are suffering, they still can rejoice.
为什么患难有欢喜呢
？Why is that?
他下面说。因为知道患难生忍耐，患难会生忍耐。
Because we know suffering produces perseverance.
如果你没有患难，就没有忍耐的机会。
And if you don't suffer, you don't have a chance to produce.
遇到患难，如果不忍耐，就被打倒。
And if you don't have suffering and you don't have perseverance, you'll be, you won't pass the challenge.
因为能够忍耐，才不会被患难打倒。
And because perseverance, and you don't, you can fight with the persecution.
然后说第四节啊，忍耐必生忍耐，生老练了，忍耐会生老练。
Preservation character.
很多数人刚刚做时候不习惯。
A lot of times when you start to doing something new, you are not used to it.
常常做就习惯就老练了。
After you do it a few times, it will become a second nature to you.
老练就感觉很容易啊。
So it will become easy to you.
所以忍耐这个患难越多啊，越能够学习老练的功夫啊。
So if you suffer more, then you can learn a lot more.
那老练以后就不怕患难了。
Now after that, you are not afraid of more suffering.
啊，第四个下面又说老练生盼望啊，为什么老练生盼望
？And character produces hope.
因为每处的老每处的患难都没有被打倒啊。
And because you are not beaten by all these challenges.
每处的患难神都会开路啊。
And God would always open the path.
所以就生就盼望。
So you produce hope.
盼望什么呢？
What do you
盼望患难会解决了。
And what you hope for is you don't have to suffer.
会成为过去了。
And you will become past
tense. 结果盼望就实现了。
And then your hope was achieved.
看下面第五节啊。
Let's read verse 5.
盼望不至于羞耻，为什么不至于羞耻？因为已经实现了。
And hope does not disappoint us. Why is that? Because it already happened.
我们遇到患难时候。
So when we're suffering.
弟兄姐妹啊，亲戚朋友会来安慰了。
And a lot of our friends or our brothers and sisters will come and comfort us.
啊，我们告诉他没有关系啦，这个会成为过去啦。
And we will tell them, oh, it doesn't matter because this will eventually
pass. 神会怜悯开路啊。
And God will lead the way.
哎，后来真的问题真的解决了。
And then the problem was solved.
那就不羞耻啊。
And it was not disappointed.
假如盼望没有实现。
But if this hope did not happen.
你说患难会成为过去啊。
And they will ask you, you say you won't suffer
神会怜悯啊，给我得到平安啊。
And with God's grace, you will have peace.
结果没有。
But it didn't happen.
啊，我们的见证落空了。
So our testimony didn't happen.
那就感觉羞耻啊。
And then we were disappointed.
但这里说不会了，盼望不羞耻了。
And here it says hope does not disappoint.
因为这个盼望不是理论的盼望。
And this hope is not just in theory.
这个是很多经验以后的盼望。
And this is based on a lot of experience.
过去那么多的患难都没有被打倒。
And from all the sufferings,
神就给我们产生更强的信心。
So we produce more perseverance.
啊，所以这个盼望会实现的。
So this hope will be completed.
因为这样就不羞耻。
Because in that way, it's not going to be disappointed.
下面说，因为所赐给我们的圣灵。将神的爱交在我们心里哈，我们里面有圣灵。
Because God has poured out of His love to our heart by
the Holy Spirit. 圣灵把神的爱交在我们心里。
Because of Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵是神的灵。
Holy Spirit is God's spirit.
神就是爱。
And this is God's love.
所以有圣灵在里面，神的爱在我们里面。
So if we have Holy Spirit in us, we have God's love in us.
那有圣灵，有神的爱在里面，我们就知道所遇到都是神爱的表现。
So we have God's love in us, so we know everything that happens is based on God's love.
因为神跟遇到这些患难的目的不是打倒我们。
And God wants us to suffer, but not because He wants to challenge us.
是要让我们信心的根扎得更深。
And it was there to strengthen our faith.
啊，有一句话说，风不摇，树不倒啊，就风没有摇，没有吹啊，这个树不会坚固了。
And there's a Chinese saying say if there's no heavy wind, all the trees won't have deep roots.
啊，树木在扎根时候啊，有时候遇到有小石头，有时候遇到土就硬，没办法扎根。
And when we plant the tree, the root is going down. It sometimes encounters some hard surfaces or rocks.
那风吹，树就摇动。
And when there's wind, the tree will move around.
下面的根也会动啊。
But the root will move accordingly.
那石头就移开了。
And the rock will be pushed to another place.
土就更松了，不会太硬了。
And the earth will become loosened.
那就会扎根了。
So the root will become deeper.
所以风会越吹树越老。
So when you have heavier wind, you have stronger trees.
有信心有生命的人不怕遇到逼迫了，不怕遇到患难。
For those who have faith, they are not afraid of suffering.
因为有生命就有根会扎根。
And because that will actually help us deepen our faith.
啊，苦难越多扎根更深。
And if you have more sufferings, you have more deeper faith.
啊，我们看这个哥罗西书。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书的第二章啊，第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书二章第六节啊，二章六节。
Chapter 2, verse 6.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。第七节。
Verse
7. 在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长啊。这里说我们信耶稣以后
Here it recorded Just as you receive Jesus Christ as Lord. What we need to do is continue to live in Him. So what would happen if we live in Him and obey His commands?
在他里面生根建造,
and in verse 7, it says, rooted and built up in Him.
就是把两件树情做一个树情的比喻,
and this is example.
生根就是种东西要扎根,
and rooted means when you plant something.
建造就建房屋,
and when you build up is when you
build a building.
When you build a building, you have to.
但建房屋的地基, 那个地基是属的东西啦,
but it's not, it's a
属的东西啦, 地基啊, 是没有生命, 属的东西啊,
and the, what you dig is not lively.
它不会越来越坚固啊,
it's not going to grow stronger.
但扎根树有生命啊,
but when you plant the tree, the root,
它会越扎越深啊,
it's life, so the root will go deeper and
所以所神教训的人,
so for those who obey in the Lord,
信心有生命,
with their faith,
它扎根会扎得更深,
and they have a lively faith.
也好像盖房主有很稳固的根基,
and it's the same as when you build a house, you have a strong
foundation.
So strengthened in the faith.
就是告诉我们一个所神教训的人,
and here it tells us for those who obey God's commands,
信心有生命,
they have a living faith.
遇到苦难啊, 信心的根啊, 扎得更深,
when they meet with suffering, they have actually can have stronger roots.
有这种信心才会领受更多恩典,
and with these stronger roots, they can receive more grace.
有这种信心才能够把握得救,
and with this strong faith, and they can be saved.
我们看希伯来书,
let's turn to the book of Hebrew.
第三章, 希伯来第三章,
Hebrew chapter 3,
十四节,
verse 14.
希伯来书三章十四节,
Hebrew chapter 3, verse 14.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底, 就在基督里有份啊, 这里谈到了, 起初确实信要监督到最后,
and here it says we have to share the Christ with hold firmly till the end.
有的人起初很热心,
a lot of people when they first believed they were very fervent,
当初的信心不来了,
but their faith weakened, they don't come to church anymore.
起初信要监督到最后啊,
it says here the had to be firmly till the end of when we had it first,
这样才基督里面有份,
and this, in this way we can have, we can be part with Lord Jesus.
雅各给我们留一个很好的榜样,
James gave us a very good example.
看希伯来第十一章,
let's turn to book of Hebrew, chapter
11,
verse 20 and 21.
希伯来书十一章二十一节,
20 and 20, verse 20 and 21.
雅各因着信临死时候给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福扶着杖头敬拜神, 雅各后来年纪已经很老了,
when Isaac was old,
他要祷告说我就没有力气跪下来,
and he didn't have the energy to kneel down and pray,
在床上扶着杖头拜神,
and what he did was he hold on to his stick on his bed and pray,
就保守他把当初心坚持到最后,
so it means that he had the same faith when he was about to die as he had initially.
已经老了, 身体虚弱了,
and he was weak because he was about to die.
耶稣看到时候他正在生病,
and he was sick.
然后他就在床上扶着杖头拜神,
and he was still worship God when he leaned on the top of his staff.
我们每个人要好像雅各这样啊,
we should take Isaac as an example.
把当作信心建立到最后,
we have to continue our faith until the end.
照年纪很大没有办法跪下祷告说,
so when we're old, we don't have the strength to kneel down and pray.
你还能够扶着杖头拜神,
and you can still lean on to the top of your staff,
so
and worship God.
基督里有份,
and in this way, you will be part of it.
一般基督教因为他们所传的不是真理的道,
a lot of Christians, because they are not preaching the truth,
不是得着福音,
and there, it's not the truth for salvation.
但他们有的也是很热心拜神,
a lot of them are very fervent.
我们教会所信的是真理的道得着福音,
and we believe in the truth.
有圣灵做印记,
And we have the Holy Spirit.
那更应该发起肉身啊。
And we should continue to be fervent.
我们要把起初因信都的义出作到底。
And we should keep our faith until the end.
我们在神看永远是义人。
And in the eyes of God will be righteousness.
神的国是义人的国。
Because God's kingdom is the kingdom for righteousness.
我们因信称义。
And we can justify by faith.
行在神的义道当中。
And if we follow the path given to us by the Lord,
将来就进入那个义人的国度。
And we can enter the kingdom of the righteous.
晚上我们就用这些圣经话来彼此勉励。
And we use these verses to encourage, for mutual encouragement.
诗136首。
Please sing hymn 136.